Is that playing? No, of course not. I have the wrong thing on. That's playing. Good evening. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is John Hell. This is who I am. This right here is Hell's Kitchen Radio on Radio Valencia, deep in the heart of the Mission District. Transmissions from the Mission. Big thanks to Black on Black on Black. They'll be back next Monday night. Speechless. That's what John Hell is. It doesn't often happen. It doesn't often happen that John Hell is speechless. But tonight I'll be able to. I'll do my best to find my voice. Very excited. I've got Chris from Elegant Trash in the studio tonight. He's going to be talking about music stuff that they're doing with over at the Mabuhay and other clubs, running shows, doing sound, capturing the live stuff. It's so great. I've got a live studio audience, ladies and gentlemen. Live studio audience. We love that. We love having a live studio audience. And, you know, I was caught a little bit by surprise on this one. I'm going to be honest with you. So I'm a little verklempt. Lots of good music to share with you tonight. Going until 10 o'clock. So stick around. Hit me up on the chatterbox, radiovalencia.fm. And we can see what's going on there. If you have words of wisdom for me, I'd appreciate it. It's been a long marathon, and we're about to get off of it very soon. In the meantime, and I got new music tonight from False Flag. Radio Valencia.
I know George played a tape of a scientist who was checking out tectonic plates up in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again, because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here, because you're going to hear it right now.
music there from the Pink Fairies on Radio Valencia City Kids. I took that off of the 1973 Kings of Oblivion release. Probably my favorite Pink Fairies record, but that's just, you know, that's just me speaking. Just before that, started off from the 1987 Rollins Band and their title track there, Do It, which if you're a long-time listener, you're going to remember that song because, hot damn, John Hell played the heck out of that song for quite a long time. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hell's Kitchen Radio on a Monday night right here, every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, deep in the heart of the Mission District of San Francisco. Glad to be with you. Coming up tonight at 10 o'clock, DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet, they host Beyond All Limits. They're a married couple, and they battle it out for 2 hours every single week, trying to one-up each other with the ridiculous and amazing vinyl collection that they have. And I'm proud to call them friends, as I believe all of us are. Hey, I'm really thrilled to have in the studio with me. He's a musician, he's a sound guy, he's recording sound, he's getting it out there, he's making sure that the world hears what's being recorded and making certain that it sounds right. Chris Greason is in the studio. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for being here.
I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy to listen to the music that you've chosen to kind of set things up here, too. I'm psyched.
This is going to be all right, man.
It's going to be good.
Right on. Yeah. So you're with Elegant Trash.
I play guitar in Elegant Trash, and I played bass, and, you know, Elegant Trash is a revolving door of people, characters who come in and do stuff.
Yeah.
And I have done a couple things. Guitar is a big thing. And then also helping to Lee to record all the shows that he puts on in the clubs.
Okay.
Mabuhay Gardens, Ivy Room, Baltic Kiss, RIP.
Yeah.
You know, any other spot that's going to have a soundboard where there's a sound person doing their thing, I'll plug my computer into it, we'll capture it and mix it and make it sound beautiful.
Hey, and what are you using when you're recording?
I use all the stuff. I use I'm a in-the-box Reaper guy.
Yeah, Reaper, so, right on.
Reaper's my friend, and I learned that, and it does a little bit of everything, and it runs on garbage hardware.
Yeah, right.
So you don't have to
You don't need a lot with Reaper.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I take it home, and I have a bunch of good plugins and things like that, and I have a studio where I do real mixing at home.
Right.
And I take those things, and I make them sound beautiful.
Yeah.
I played bass in a band, I played drums in a band, I played guitars in bands,
and so
I have a sense of what those things should sound like.
Yeah.
And I try to make those things sound rocking.
Yeah.
And it's a lot better. You know, everybody's got a little recording studio in their pocket with their mobile phone. I'm holding my mobile phone up right now.
The radio is a good visual medium,
you know. Yeah. That's right. And you know what? The studio and the capabilities of the phone is awesome, but I can do better working with a sound person who's mic'd everything up on the stage, and then I mix it afterwards using some studio trickery.
Do you plug into the board?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I get all of the multi-tracks off of the board.
Right.
And that means, you know, a bass, 4 tracks for drums.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, guitars on either side and lots of vocal stuff. And it sounds like crap. Sounds terrible. That's awful.
But then you got to mix it.
But then I mix it.
Well, it is interesting. If you're mixing for a room, and John Carr's been in this on my show a lot over the years, and we talk about the idea of mixing for a room is not the same as mixing for a recording.
That's
ever.
Right.
It's just not. You're mixing for what's going on here.
That's right.
So that when you listen back to a live, if you're listening back to a soundboard, it can be so dry and dull.
That's
if you can listen to an audience recording, sometimes it's a lot better because it's like you're getting the sound of the room. I'm a big fan of the Matrix, the idea of like soundboard and audience kind of combined because you get more of that full sound. So,
those great bootlegs from the dead,
of course,
are guys who put microphones up next to the speakers.
Sure, like and not only that, I'm thinking of a number of them, like the O8 brothers are really incredible. Their recordings are great, but also folks like Hunter Siemens who will take a soundboard and audience and then blend it for the Matrix recordings are truly incredible to listen. It's like you're right there in the room.
You are a connoisseur. You're a cork sniffer of the fine live recordings.
Yeah,
what's your favorite live album? Do you have a favorite?
Well,
can I put you on the spot?
Isn't Everybody's Frampton Comes Alive?
It's
Daniel's. I'm just kidding.
Frampton Comes Alive. It's brought up a lot.
No, but you know, Deep Purple's Live in Japan is an incredibly live one. I mean, it's just, I love a real good full one. Daniel the Mabuhay is in the room. Daniel?
Kick out the jams.
Without a doubt is
That's
legendary live one.
Explosive.
What about yours, Chris?
I like a couple things. Descendants Liveage is something that taught me music when I was young.
Yeah.
I like U2 Red Rocks.
Okay.
That thing is a killer recording. And it even sounds good today when you hear that thing. Yeah. But how about that Beatles thing where they did it on the roof of the building?
Oh, like, well, right.
I didn't even realize that some of those tracks on that record were recorded live the roof.
I just read today that building is going to be turned into a Beatles museum.
I read the same thing.
So, but it's interesting when you're talking about favorite live recordings. I'm a big live bootleg collector.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't often ever visit my live albums, except one of the very first albums I ever received as a gift as a kid was Kiss Alive.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of it was studio overdubs.
Well, that's right.
But as a kid, I was so enraptured by the gatefold album and just the sounds,
the sound
of like Carl Stanley,
like the guitar sound has launched 1,000 bands,
easily.
And that so influential, and so the potential is there, and the thing that I'm enamored by and excited by with these shows at the Mabuhay Gardens, the Fab Map, and others is this we've got these documents. I don't try to fix the bad recordings. I've only done one or two replay the part type things for a band that had an egregious mistake, but they want to save the studio, save the recording. But the rest of it is a real document of what happened there.
Right.
And more often than not, the bands that are playing these shows are awesome. They're great.
Yeah.
Like, the talent is unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
And, you have to go to the club to hear it, but maybe you got to get your hand on one of these recordings to have a sense of what it is.
Okay, we're going to play something right now, Chris. If you're just tuning in, Chris Greason is here, a musician, sound engineer, recorder, recording engineer. Tell us what we're going to play. We're going to hear some Elegant Trash March 11th.
We should start with a good one. And, Elegant Trash plays all of these Bang the Bass shows. It's going to be there whether you like it or not. Okay, that's it. It's going to be there. Accept it. And guess what? The band is utterly amazing right now.
Okay.
Cooking. All roles have some of the best players I've ever played with in my career in music.
That's awesome.
And we play these songs and we have fun with them. And this is a great example where we start off the set with G20, the way Lee starts every one of his things is a song about my van.
Yeah.
Boom. And then we're into it. Anyway, you'll get an idea of what's going on. The bass is pumping. The drums are killing. Justice James on bass, on drums. Raul Becerra is on bass. I'm playing guitar. I've got Doug from Irreveria also on guitar. Rosa James is singing backup. It's a huge cast of characters,
say,
and they all converge on the stage at that moment at the Mabuhay Gardens, and it was awesome.
Right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
This song is called G20. It's about my band.
right here on Radio Valencia. Some music there from Elegant Trash, recorded live at the Mabuhay Gardens on March 11th, 2026. That was Solar Van Saturdays. Just before that, G20. John Hell is my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights here deep in the heart of the Mission District. Got Chris Greason in the studio of Elegant Trash.
Yo.
And Bang the Bay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Bang the Bay a little bit. Let's you guys are promoting shows Wednesday nights at the MAB?
It's the second Wednesday of the month.
Wednesdays, right on.
You know, the first and third are Ivy Room. Then there's a Saturday that's Solar Van Saturdays out by the bay. Lee is going to pound the pavement and book a lot of bands per month. But the second Wednesday per month at the Fab Map is very special because that place is like a historic landmark where a lot of amazing music has happened. And you can kind of, it's seeping in it. It's kind of like dripping from the walls in a good way.
I thought Matias cleaned that up.
You know, he tried. They brought the power washer in there. But there's still a couple spots where the good stuff is still oozing.
It's still getting in there. Now you got to paint it now with all the new stuff coming
in. And for a guitar player or bass player who wants to go put their finger into the ooze of the good stuff that happened, like, that's it. You got to go there. You got to play those things. So Wednesday night, there's a show that's coming up. It's Minor Sun, Pupils of Punk, Lust for Blood, Elgin Trash, Z-Train, Irreveria. And MC Patty will be there.
That's a lot of bands.
It's a lot. It's good value because for the door price, you're going to get not only are you going to get like six or seven bands, but you're going to get to hang out with those bands and meet those people. And so for people who are trying to like connect with the music scene, this is a great way, entry point into it. Historic landmark building, amazing bill, and a high energy performance.
You got 21 and over. Downstairs. What time are doors?
Boy, that's a great question. Doors are six, and I think first band is 7.
All right.
That's the way we've been doing this.
Yeah, right on. Tickets at Tixer? No? No.
Just at the door.
Tickets at the door.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's pre-sale.
That's it. Come to the show.
Yeah.
They got a bar.
It's $20.
$20?
Yeah.
Come in. Bands will have merch. Everybody will have a really good time.
I want to say that the other thing is that neighborhood is amazing. I used to live in North Beach a long time
ago. Oh, that's great.
And, like, it's so cool just to be in the city in North Beach. And you walk around and get a slice of pizza or a taco or something like that within steps of the front door.
Or ice cream.
Gelato.
Sure.
If you're into that. Anyway, there's stuff that's right around there. And I would say it's been real. Speaking as an East Bay person, it's been easy to get into the city on these Wednesdays and park and just, like, get into the club.
Yes.
Easy peasy.
And so you're doing Bang the Bay second Wednesdays at the MAB. And then how often at Ivy Room in Albany?
First and third Wednesdays.
All right.
So the two shows per month at the Ivy, one at the MAB.
Are you trying to get East Bay bands to play the Ivy?
I was thinking about this as I was driving over today. It's like a lot of the bands that Lee is booking at the Solar Van and the Ivy Room, there's definitely a little bit of a lean toward the East Bay because it's just like that's the home base right there. But the bands that have been playing both Ivy Room and Fab MAB shows are from everywhere.
Okay.
Like, really, like occasionally there's a touring band, a lot of SF bands. It's just like, it's a good mix of things. Lowboat is one of those SF bands, by the way, that you might have a sound sample right there.
Lowboat?
I don't know if I sent
that. I got Lost Cosmos.
Oh, maybe Lost Cosmos is from the North Bay.
Okay.
They're from Petaluma.
Well, rock on for North Bay folks. I love that.
We accept everyone. It's a welcoming, accepting environment.
Equal opportunity punk show.
Yeah. Guess what? There's good people everywhere.
Yeah, the sound, and there's so much good sound. Actually, coming up later in the show, I have brand new music from False Flag that just dropped today. And I can't wait to play it for everybody.
To hear that.
Chris, I want to play some music. Tell us about this Lost Cosmos.
Lost Cosmos was one of the first bands that I like heard, and I was like, ooh, what's this? And this was long ago at the Baltic Kiss show. They came down and just laid it all out on the stage there, and their songs are punchy and good and catchy and basic but heartfelt, and I don't know.
All right.
I can't say enough good things about it. High energy, good stuff.
Outstanding. Also recorded live at the MAB on, again, March 11th.
It was a good day.
Lost Cosmos.
Imagine seeing Elegant Trash and then Lost Cosmos right afterwards.
Damn. This thing. All right. Right here. Radio Valencia. music. That's rocking. Radio Valencia, transmissions from the Mission. That's Fresno from Lost Cosmos, recorded live at the Mabue Gardens on March 11th, 2026. John Hell here.
I love that.
Radio Valencia, Chris Greason in the studio with me. The guy's in Elegant Trash, also a sound engineer in his own right. So talk to me.
I made an error previously.
Never draw attention to your mistakes, ever.
I have to
unless
call it
you
out.
Can make it an art form.
Of the things I said are things I wished were happening. But those are actually happening on the 20th at the Ivy Room. But I want to tell you what's happening Wednesday night, because this is, it's not tomorrow. I was telling the Mabuhay team, I was like, we've got a show tomorrow.
That's, and they're like, day after tomorrow.
Don't. No, eventually I'll get it right. Strike three, I'm going to avoid you. But here comes Wednesday night. It's a Reveria. It's Jaded Justice. Have you seen Jaded Justice? They're awesome. Sparkle Plenty. Totally solid. Calico. Exciting.
All right.
Three-piece.
Okay.
That gal who plays drums is just awesome. She sings. Wow. Elegant Trash, of course. Clencher. Clencher. I think I may even give you a Clencher tune.
Okay, great.
We could listen to one of those. The Bonstones. Now, the Bonstones are a ton of fun, and they're going to be headlining this thing. Ew, the one other thing, Tectonic. Have you heard Tectonic before? Have you danced to Tectonic? It's good. Bring your dancing shoes. It's ready.
Outstanding. So that's this Wednesday.
That's this Wednesday.
That's like six bands, Chris.
I know. For what? Like, for pennies.
For $20, everybody.
You have no excuse to not be there.
Yeah. How do you guys find the bands?
This is a Lee thing. Lee is a hustler. He is a networker. He has a, he knows the people. A lot of people reach out to Lee because they want to play. Like, there is no lack of talent in this area.
Yeah.
And really, it's about connecting the talent with the stage.
Yeah.
And that's Lee's sweet spot right there. It's figuring out, like, the right mix of bands that's going to bring a good time to that show.
Right. And of course, you know, it's great for the bands to get the promotion and such. A lot of bands for $20. I'm hoping they're leaving with a penny in their pocket.
You know, I hope so too. And I don't know a whole lot about that side of the business,
okay.
But that would be a good topic to talk about
at
some point down the road there. But, you know, I think that it all depends on bringing people to the show. And, like, no matter how you slice it, like, if people show up, it's the venue's going to see it as a success. The bands are going to have a great time. Everybody's going to have a fun time. And really, like, at the end of the day, you could have great bands and you could have a great venue, but you really need a crowd to show up to.
Yeah,
that's
so,
the other corner of the triangle.
And I'm curious about that. So how many months now has Bang the Babe been going on? Or has it been a few over a year?
At the Mac?
No, any of them.
Many of years,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Yes.
So then as a metric, like, how are you measuring success? Is it the people in the room? What is that like for you?
Yeah,
how do you guys do, like, when you're reflecting on your show?
Yeah. Lee does count, does a head count of people who are entering the door. And for which bands.
Okay.
So he has a bunch of records that he is kind of looking at to see, is this a good attendance or is this not good attendance? And then the second key metric there is talking with somebody at the venue, usually behind the bar. Is it good or how are we doing?
Yeah.
And usually they're going to say, you know, it's going to give some thumbs up, thumbs down kind of thing. And, you know, when they're busy and there's lots of drinks flying over the bar, that's going to be a good thing for everybody.
Well, good for the bar, for sure. I mean, if you're getting people in the room and people are buying the drinks, right, the club's going to be like, right on, people are here and they're buying. And that's, and of course, I would imagine the objective is let's fill the place up and get everybody hopping and having a good time.
Lee corrects me. He says $15 to get in.
$15 to get in.
You just got $5 off. Everybody who hears the sound of my voice, you get $5 off.
Half pence per band.
On Wednesday.
You could take
one
it.
Time only.
All right. Let's get you a couple more songs and roll you through. Chris, I got, you were talking about Clencher. I have them up right here.
Yeah, put one of those guys on.
Yeah.
So Clencher, three guitars, wall of sound.
Oh, man.
Massive, just like, those guys had just toured, or they were just about to tour on their last appearance on the stage at the Fab Mab, and they gave us an incredible show, and somehow or another, all that sound fit together just to, like, be totally rocking, and I was so psyched to see them,
right,
let alone hear them afterwards. And I'm going to share this with the few lucky people who are listening right now.
Ready? Hopefully more than a
few.
Or four. My mom's listening. She's loving it.
Hi, Mom.
Chris Greason in the studio with me. I'm John Hell. This is Hell's Kitchen Radio. Monday nights on Radio Valencia. I got a live studio audience. You have a live studio audience. It's amazing. How do you guys do it? I didn't know they were all going to be here. I mean, that guy. Anyway, Clencher, Radio Valencia.
set where we're live. This song's called It's Not True.
It's not true.
I just...
Delightful music there from Switch Crooks right here on Radio Valencia, recorded live at the MAB on March 11th. Started off the set there with Clencher from the same location on February 11th, 2026. John Hell, Transmissions from the Mission on Monday nights. Chris Greason in the room. Chris of Elegant Trash and Bang the Bay. Quickly, you've been recording in a number of rooms over time.
Yeah.
What's a room you like to record in?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you like to get back in and go, cool, I get to record here?
Boy, I would say the MAB scores highly on that thing.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's like once...
Is it the low ceilings?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's got a vibe. I think once the new board arrived downstairs, then it became a little bit more streamlined and straightforward to record that thing. Mm-hmm. I've recorded a lot at the Ivy Room, and so I'm most familiar with that. That's like home base for me.
Yeah.
And I know some of the quirks of that space. And also, the Ivy Room is tuned in an interesting way, where they have some microphones in the back of
that's
the room
right. yep.
to catch crowd reaction.
Yeah.
And like when I'm there and the sound engineer knows how to route those signals onto my computer, then I can do this thing where I push the crowd up. Like the recording actually sounds more exciting.
Nice.
When you hear the people going, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right.
You
know,
when Grinch is there and you hear Grinch's voice go, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You can say fuck yeah on the radio.
You can't.
Okay, good. Fuck yeah.
I have no button
in
to push.
Case, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And, anyway, that just carries through and just raises your pulse rate just the right amount. And so I really like that sort of thing there. But, you know, it also has this some quirks that I have to, like, work to hide. And I would say that there are slightly fewer quirks to work to hide at the Mabuhe compared to some of the other places.
Yeah.
It's fairly clean.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
So you guys have a show Wednesday night.
We've got a show Wednesday night.
Talk it up.
I'm going to talk it up a little bit. Bonstones. So fun. Pop. Punk. Excitement. Are they the headliner? I don't know if they're the headliner. The Tectonic. I think maybe they're the headliner.
Oh, going to be dancing.
So Tectonic is, and if you haven't seen them before, it's very funky. It's very wild. Their guitar player was awarded the Stink Face Award at the, some sort of award ceremony at the rickshaw stop a little while back.
Okay.
Because you know, the guitar player, when you're playing the riff, sometimes the stink face comes out there. And you have such a visual medium like radio. It's hard to see my stink face
Look
right
at
now.
That.
But it's going. Their singer is Korean, and half their songs are in Korean. But you know what?
Cool.
It doesn't matter. That's
awesome.
You're in it. You're loving it. What else do I have on that show there? Oh, yeah, Sparkle Plenty. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you mentioned.
They're so freaking solid. Their drummer starts their show with this beat, and it's just like rock solid. It doesn't stop, and it gets your heart pounding. And then, before you know it, you're dancing.
Nice.
Because the music has started there. Calico. What's going on with Calico? They're alternative. You never know what's going to happen when Calico takes the stage. It's going to go in a direction that you don't expect. I love it. Clincher again. We just heard Clincher.
Yeah, they're coming up this Wednesday.
Freaking rock solid. Oh my gosh, the sound is massive there. And so, you know, whatever's happening, you're going to know it because all of the atoms in your body are going to be vibrating. That's Wednesday night. That's a Wednesday. What happens on Thursday? Who cares? Not my problem.
I have to be at work. I don't know.
You know what? You're going to have great memories about Wednesday night if you're you know, slaving away. On Thursday morning.
Absolutely.
Punching in.
Bang the Bay. This is happening Wednesday night at the Mabuhay Gardens
Yeah, it's good.
Bang the Bay.
Bang the Bay.
Bangthebay.com, is that correct?
Is that still active? I think that's an active site. Go there.
Yeah,
check
bangthebay.com.
it out. But you know what? Elegant Trash on Instagram is the way to really get all this stuff. If you want to tune in and know when these shows are going on, if you're curious about what these shows are like, tune into Elegant Trash on Instagram. You will get a steady stream of the good stuff that comes through there. And that's just, you know, that's announcement of shows, but also when somebody posts a good video, you know, Lee finds it and he amplifies it.
I love that. And it's going to be $15 at the door. It's 21 and over. It is a wheelchair accessible location, so keep that in mind. It's up on, 433 Broadway? 443 Broadway between Montgomery and Kearney. Parking lot right next door that's overpriced, but you know what? It's there.
It's there.
Stop some planning.
Street parking has, knock on wood, worked out pretty well for me. I'm showing up a little early because I got to load my giant amplifier into the place.
There you go.
Our MC Patty announces the bands after they play. She has been a part of the Bang the Bay scene since the beginning.
Okay.
And she's got a little microphone. She just says a couple words about, you know, the work that went into that show and the merch that might be available, and she's going to call out the bartender and the bar staff and just by name and the sound person by name. She's basically there to give a little bit of context and information. She is in a wheelchair, and so she rolls into those places you know, on her own, and if she's there, you know it's going to be an accessible.
Well, I say that the MC makes the show.
That's,
if it's not for the MC, you don't have a show. Am I right? Live studio audience, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. MC makes the show. Exactly.
Making a good point.
Thanks for coming down, Chris. I really appreciate you. Wednesday night at the MAB, folks, go down, do it. Bang the Bay, bangthebay.com, or go to Instagram, Elegant Trash's profile there.
Can I mention one other thing?
Just, I hope you do.
Just for your radar here.
Yeah.
July 25th. Is going to be a Lee stock. Lee has put together a couple, you know, six or seven bands on the Wednesday night thing. Well, he's going to aim for 100 bands. 110 bands?
Oh, my.
I don't know. He's going to try and break some sort of record.
Where?
At the MAB.
Oh, it is. Wow.
And okay. On Broadway.
Whoa, that's okay. There it is. It's been announced. July 25th. Someone's looking at their calendar right now.
I don't think I'm announcing it. Okay. I'm pretty sure someone else has announced it. The only reason why I know about it is because it's been announced. And I hope that's okay. People are checking their calendars. Good. Mark your calendars. We want to see you there.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's been announced. Chris Greason, thanks so much for coming in tonight. We're going to finish up your little bit because I really enjoy you
Thank
with
you.
Sleepers AD. It's kind of exciting that they've been doing some shows. The bass player, I think, is the only living member of the original band.
I love this band. Yeah. The singer, well, yeah, the singer's got a vibe. The whole band, the guitar player is amazing. The drummer is just totally rock solid, and he plays in a zillion of these bands that you want to hear. So, like, this is a good band to catch at any place you can. Do it.
Right on. So, Sleepers AD, right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
1, 2, 3. Hold it. Oh, I love that. Oh, did you get that? All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. One, two, three, go!